Hello, hello, and welcome to Good Night, My Darlings podcast. I'm your host, Fumi Ogunde. As a mom of two beautiful boys, I tell my children bedtime stories every night, and they keep asking for more. I felt it would be wonderful to share these stories not only to my kids, but also to every child in the world. These stories are centered around fables, which teaches values around kindness, forgiveness, tenacity, and many more. Join me every week as I take you on a journey to beautiful stories. Hello, hello, my darlings. How are you today? I trust that you've been good. I am so excited to be telling you another beautiful bedtime story tonight. Are you ready for it? Okay, you know what we always say. Have you brushed your teeth? Taken a bath? Now snuggle up really cozy as I take you on another journey of tonight's beautiful bedtime story. Tonight's bedtime story is titled The Greedy Tortoise. Long ago, in the land of the animals, lived the tortoise and his wife, Nyamibo. They had been married for a very long time and they had no baby tortoises of their own. Basically, they didn't have any offspring. And this made the tortoise and his wife very sad because the other animals had their different offsprings. I mean, the elephant had its own. What's a baby elephant called again, my darling? Yes. The lion had its own baby lion. And what's a baby lion called? Thank you. So all the other animals had their own offsprings except the tortoise and his wife, and that made them very, very sad. And so one day, the tortoise told his wife, Hiribo, that, Hiribo, I heard of this abelis that lives far, far away. Let me go and find him and tell him our troubles. Perhaps he's able to help us. His wife agreed and the tortoise set off the next day to a faraway land looking for one herbalist called Baba. Now, a herbalist is somebody that deals with medicinal herbs to cure different ailments or diseases, my darlings, okay? After walking for 3 days, the tortoise met with Baba in his house and explained the situation to him. The herbalist assured the tortoise, saying to him it would definitely get an offspring very, very soon. And this made the tortoise very happy. The herbalist went into his inner room and brought out different types of vegetables, mostly spinach, that had been cooked into a clay pot. And in that clay pot, the herbalist put different types of meat and chicken as well. And it smelled so nice. But he warned the tortoise and said, Tortoise, take this pot and give to your wife and let her eat out of it. And surely a miracle will happen in your family very, very soon. But remember, tortoise, this clay pot is only for your wife. You must never eat out of it. The tortoise thanked the herbalist and made his way back to town to meet his beautiful wife, Hiribo. The tortoise carried the clay pot on his head and was singing and dancing. I was so excited that they would finally have an offspring very soon. But suddenly, the smell and the aroma from this clay pot started to enter into his nose. The tortoise sat on the ground and thought to himself, I need to check the contents of this clay pot. So he opened it, saw different types of vegetable, different types of meat, different types of chicken. The aroma was out of this world. It was too nice. The tortoise said, I need to taste out of this meat to be sure it will be good for my wife, Hiribo. And so the tortoise picked out the very first piece of meat. It was a cow tripe. Tasted it. It was so nice. He quickly covered the clay pot and continued on his journey. The tortoise walked for only 10 minutes and said, Oh, I need to taste the other piece of meat. And he put the second piece of meat in his mouth. It tasted so nice. And he quickly covered the clay pot and continued the journey. basically, the tortoise kept on doing this. It would stop on the road, sit on the floor, put a piece of meat in his mouth, chew it, cover, until the tortoise finished the entire clay pot, and there was nothing left for his wife. When he got home, he told his wife he met a herbalist who gave him a clay pot, but that the clay pot on his way broke and there was nothing he could do. His wife was sad and said, "Tortoise, not to worry. Let's go to bed." But the tortoise started to feel very uncomfortable. His tummy started to make noises and he was rolling on the floor, rolling. His wife Yoribo asked him, "Tortoise, what is the problem?" Tortoise had to confess to Yoribo that he ate out of the clay pot. In fact, he finished everything meant for his wife. And before we knew it, Tortoise's stomach started to grow so big. It kept growing. It kept growing. The tortoise's stomach kept growing up to the point it felt like it was going to give birth or burst. And his wife Yoribo advised him to go back to town to tell the herbalist perhaps there was something they could do so the tortoise would be fine again. And so the tortoise began another journey back to town to meet with the herbalist. But on his way this time, he was singing this very sad song.
Babalawo mo wa bebe alubiri. Babalawo mo wa bebe alubiri. Ogun to se fun mi lere kan alubiri. Oni ki mama fowo kenu alubiri. Oni ki mama fese kenu alubiri. Mo fowo kan be mo fi kenu alubiri. Mo boju wokun ori gbendu alubiri. Babalawo mo wa bebe alubiri. Babalawo mo wa bebe alubiri.
This song is in Yoruba language, but I'll have it translated. It means, "Baba, I've come to beg. I've come to beg. The medicine you earlier prepared for me, and you asked me not to eat out of it, I tasted it. I dipped my finger in the pot and put the contents in my mouth. Before I knew it, my tummy became swollen. Before I knew it, my tummy became swollen. Baba, I have come to beg." The tortoise continued to sing this song and was very sad. The herbalist heard the song from a mile away and immediately knew what had happened. He knew that the tortoise had eaten out of the clay pot and he ran out to meet the tortoise shouting, "Tortoise! Tortoise! I warned you!" He quickly rushed in and made another concoction using different types of herbs, gave to the tortoise to eat, and suddenly the tortoise's tummy began to go down gradually until it became better again. The tortoise thanked the herbalist and begged the herbalist to prepare another delicious meal for his wife, promising he would not take out of it this time because he had learned his lesson. The herbalist was kind. He made another concoction with different types of vegetables and meat and gave to the tortoise, warning him the second time not to eat out of it. This time, the tortoise listened and he took the clay pot back to his wife, Yoribo, who ate out of it just as instructed by Baba the herbalist. And the tortoise and his wife later had a baby tortoise. I wonder what a baby tortoise is called. Do you know it, my darling? And that is the end of tonight's beautiful story, my darlings. Now, can you tell me what lessons you've learned from tonight's story? Yes? Okay, I knew you were going to say that. Wonderful! I love the answers you've given to me, my darlings. And in addition to those answers, my darling, I'd love to add that it is always good to forgive. Imagine the tortoise came over to Baba's house and the herbalist insisted not to help him. Something bad could have happened to the tortoise. But because the herbalist was a kind man, he assisted the tortoise, not just by making him feel better again, but taking out the time to prepare another concoction for the tortoise's wife. I think that was very, very kind of the herbalist. Now, do you think this story is true, my darlings? Or do you think this story is false? If you think this story is true, my mouth will make three bloppy sounds. But if this story is false, my mouth wouldn't make any bloppy sound. Should we try it? Okay. It means this story is true. Now I want you to relax, close your eyes, and go to sleep, my darlings. Good night. Hello, my darlings. Did you enjoy tonight's episode? You did? Thank you so much. If you would love to support the podcast, please subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave me a review. I would love to get your feedback. You can also share with your friends and also your families. If you would love to leave me a voice message, please click on the voice message icon, which I would be including in the show notes. I really can't wait to hear from you. Until then, please continue to stay safe. Good night, my darlings.